Zion.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天呢，正道之前，要跟弟兄姐妹报个好消息。
Before today's message, I have a good news to share with brothers and sisters.
我们上周一直都在为Leo 祷告。
I know that we've been praying for our brother Leo last week.
这个13岁的小男孩子礼拜五的时候在洛杉矶的儿童医院里面进行了这个开心的手术。
This 13-year-old, he had an open heart surgery last Friday in Los Angeles Children's Church.
他们一大早五点
I'm sorry, hospital.
他们一大早五点多就到医院了。
They arrived at the hospital 5 a.m. in the morning.
等到将近12点多的时候才进到手术房。
But they waited until after 12 noon get into the operation room.
医生本来预期这个手术至少要6个小时，也许会到8个小时。
The surgeon estimated the surgery would go on for 6 to 8 hours.
但是呢，他不到6小时的时候，手术就完成了。
And yet, barely 6 hours, the surgery was completed.
医生说一切都很顺利。
The surgeon said everything was going on smoothly.
然后我们特别在周四的祷告会为了他这个手术有一个特点，我们祷告。
On Thursday's prayer meeting, we pray specifically for one aspect.
就是他只要换这个大动脉的这个血管就好了，不要换到心瓣膜。
We pray that he only need to have his artery replaced, but not the heart valves. Yeah.
因为一动到了心瓣膜，那至少要两三个多小时的这个手术时间，然后要多个两到四个礼拜的恢复。
Because once you have to touch the heart valves, the surgery time will last for at least 2 or 3 more hours, and then the recovery time will last for 2 to 4 more weeks. Yeah.
好，我们感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
他听我们祷告。
Indeed, he listened to our prayers.
我们相信神是拯救我们的神，是医治的神。
We believe our Lord is the Lord of salvation and also a healing Lord.
他是掌管生命的神。
He's in charge of life.
他知道 Leo 的需要。
He knows what Leo needs.
因为他是 Leo, 爱 Leo 的主。
Because he is the Lord who loves Leo.
所以我们靠着信心，我们替他祷告。
So in faith, we pray on behalf of him.
手术出来之后，礼拜六早晨醒过来。
After the surgery, Leo woke up Saturday morning.
然后呢，也在昨天晚上大概他把他的这个呼吸管也拿出来了。
And last night he was able to be
breathing tube.
The breathing tube can be taken out.
他的心和肺的功能要能够达到一定的标准，那医生才能够让他清醒，然后才能够把这个呼吸管拿出来。
So the breathing tube can only be taken out if the patient's heart and lung condition are good enough.
那看他的这个恢复的情况呢，医院会把他留在这个加护病房里面。
So depending on how fast, how well he recovers, he's still under observation at the ICU.
那当时呢，医院的方面是跟他们说，也许会两三天，也许会更久。
So at that time, the hospital informed them it's going to be 2 to 3 days or even longer.
但是 Leo 他的恢复是非常的迅速，而且非常的顺利，所以他们医院已经在准备能够把他转到普通病房了。
Praise the Lord, Leo recovered so fast and so well that now they are considering to move him out of ICU to the regular ward.
弟兄姐妹，我们不是在腓立比书里面才看到祷告的功效。
So, brothers and sisters, we just read in the book of Philippians about the effectiveness of prayers.
我们是不是在雅各书第五章十六节里面，我们总是喜欢这句神的应许，就是义人的祈祷是大有能力，是大有功效的。
And it's also one of our favorite verse in James 5:16, that the prayer of the righteous is very powerful and very effective.
弟兄姐妹，我相信你们是跟我们家一样，过去这几天一直不断的在T6他们家祷告。
Brothers and sisters, I trust that just like me and my family, you've been praying constantly for Leo and his family.
弟兄姐妹，我们不只是替 Leo 他的这个手术的过程顺利和恢复祷告。
Brothers and sisters, we are not only praying for Leo's surgery and the smoothness of the surgery and his recovery.
不是只是将我们自己最好的期望好像提到神的面前而已。
We are not only bringing forth our best hope in front of God.
我们要看见神在他的生命上面的工作。
We need to see the word God has done in his life.
我们要看见他的生命和他的健康是掌握在神的手中。
We need to recognize that his life and his health is in God's hand.
这是神要在 Leo 身上的工作。
This is the work God wants to do in Leo's life.
因为他是他的主。
For he is Leo's Lord.
他会掌管他的一生。
He is in charge of Leo's entire life.
他会带领他的一生。
And he will lead Leo.
我们也为他的家人、妈妈、姐姐，还有这个外婆祷告。
And we also remember Leo's mother, sister, and grandma in our prayers.
让他们借着这事也能够更认识主，也能够更信靠主。
So that through the recent events, they will come to know God more and put their trust in God more.
这是不是好消息啊？
Isn't it a great news?
看见神的工作的确是大好的消息。
Seeing God's word is indeed a great news.
好，今天很难得了，我可以用英文证道。
So today, really, Pastor James is going to preach in English.
那事实上呢，本来是排用英文证道。
In fact, it was arranged to be for me to preach in English.
但是另外呢，也是因为今天的讲到的内容，我是更希望能够用英文跟我们说英文的比较年轻的弟兄姐妹们分享。
Another reason is that I actually prefer to preach today's message in English so that I can speak to the young brothers and sisters among us.
但是我们比较成熟讲中文的弟兄姐妹，不要觉得今天的信息就跟你没关系。
But for those more mature brothers and sisters, don't feel like today's message is not relevant to you.
这个信息对你对我同样的是重要的。
This message is equally important to you and me.
So if you're joining us for the first time in worship, our preaching series now is in the book of 1 Corinthians.
如果今天你第一次加入我们的网上敬拜，我们正在讲哥林多前书系列。
We go through the whole book, we go through it section by section to understand what God's will and His heart is for us.
我们查考这整本书，我们从头到尾一节一节的来查考，要了解神对我们的
心。And so today we come to chapter 5.
今天我们查到了第五章。
Pastor Alex and I do not go and pick and choose topics to preach.
刘长老和我并没有来挑选哪一段经文来讲。
We allow the Word of God to lead us.
我们让神的话语来引领我们。
And we pray that the Holy Spirit move us all so that we can come and approach God through His Word.
我们的祷告是圣灵会在我们当中做工，让我们来讲神要我们讲的信息。
And our commitment is to not just know the content of the Bible.
我们的承诺是不仅仅了解圣经的内容。
But we're always asking God, what do you have to say for us today?
我们总是要问神，今天你对我们今天的情况有什么指导？
Because God's word is timeless.
因为神的话是是没有时间性的。
God's word is living and active.
神的话是活泼的，是积极的。
And God's word speaks to us today and it gives us life.
神的话今天就对我们来讲它在我们的生命中有积极的作用。
Now the content of chapter 5 in 1 Corinthians is a pretty serious topic.
那么哥林多前书第五章的内容是蛮严肃的。
And it's a very important topic.
也是一个很重要的话题。
It's actually a very pertinent topic and a very relevant topic.
也是与我们的生活紧密相关的话题。
But it's pretty serious.
但同时也是很严肃的话题。
And unfortunately, you get the serious preacher to preach the serious topic today. 很可惜的，你们今天要听一个严肃的信息，就是你们这个严肃的长老来讲道。我今天会尽量笑多一点。
Yeah.
But it's a serious topic, so I can make light of this.
但是这是一个很严肃的话题，所以我们不能够把它搞得太轻松愉快。
Next time we'll try to work it out so the next serious topic would be preached by Pastor Alex.
所以下一次我们要尽量安排另一个严肃的话题就要由刘长老来讲。
Now because the topic is serious, but more so because it's important.
话题是很严肃的，但同时是很重要的。
And it applies to you and applies to me.
对你我都很有实际关系。
What the subject of the message today is so important, it benefits our individual Christian lives.
今天的话题是如此的重要，它对我们每一个人的基督徒生活都有益。
But more so, it benefits the testimony of the church as a whole.
但更重要的是，他也对教会全体所做的见证有益。
Now, if I were to characterize the world or the society that we live in,
如果我要来描绘一下我们当今所生活的社会
，I think in a way, and you agree that we can say that we live in a hypersexualized or very sexually charged world today.
我想从某种程度上来讲、大家也会同意我们的社会过度的情欲化、是一个性冲动的社会。
We can say this easily because almost everything that we come in contact with today seem to be dominated by things being sexualized.
我们可以这样说，因为今天、一切、关于性的内容似乎主导着生活的一切。
Almost everything that is being sold today, any product, would have some kind of overture in this area.
每一个产品的销售似乎都在这方面有一个这样的序曲。
When you look at commercials,
大家看看广告。
TV shows,
电视节目。
Movies,
电影。
Magazine,
杂志。
The music,
音乐。
And then your social media feeds.
还有你的社交媒体
They're all permeated with this.
都渗透了色情的内容
And when we think about the TV shows and movies today,
今天当我们想到电视节目或者电影
The storylines and what they depict in them,
他们的故事情节和他们所描绘的
A lot of the things we would have considered pornographic some years ago.
有一些镜头呢我们过去都会认为是色情的。
But today they're just matter of fact. It just happened.
但现在就好像是一个很平常的日常生活而已。
And we're actually constantly being fed the idea that sex is just a normal activity like eating and drinking.
我们也一直在被宣传，就是性就像饮食一样很平常。
It's a normal part of our biology.
这是我们生理上很正常的一部分。
Just do it, just enjoy it, that's it.
你就去做，你就享受，就这样。
It's an instinctive behavior.
这是一个本能的行为。
And it really doesn't amount to anything more than that.
仅此而已，不算什么。
In our society today,
我们今天的社会
，and this is not only in America.
不仅仅是在美国。
Right, if you think about even whichever country that you immigrated from,
不管你是从哪一个国家移民来的
，we have a real problem with morality and immorality.
道德和不道德都是一个很真实的问题。
There's no longer any common standard in which people can or are willing to abide by.
我们不再有一个共同的标准，人们可以或者愿意遵守。
And then in the meantime, we're all influenced by this very prevalent modern philosophy.
同时呢，我们每个人也被这样一种非常盛行的现代哲学观所影响。
Which is a sensual gratification.
感官性的满足。
Or just live in the moment.
活在当下。
Right? We've really gone to a place today that almost everything is permissible, almost everything is okay.
我们今天到了这样一个地步，几乎所有的事情都是可被容许的，都可以。
And anything that has to do with sex is just normal.
跟性有关的也被正常化了。
You know, what once was considered sexual deviance is now called sexual diversity.
过去被称为性变态，现在叫做性多元化。
Before, when something is called an adultery, is now called today an extramarital affair.
过去被称为通奸，现在被称为婚外情。
Extramarital affair, it sounds almost like it's something good because it's something extra and it's something enjoyable.
所以婚外情听起来蛮好的，是一个特别多的多加的一个好的东西。
What once was considered sexual promiscuity is now called hooking up.
过去被称为性滥交，现在被称为就勾勾搭搭。
You know, even the church today.
甚至今天的教会
have been somewhat forced to accommodate the wishes of people who have immoral and unbiblical beliefs.
也似乎被要来满足某些人的一些不道德的愿望。
Some of the people today who have concepts of sexuality that is completely in rebellion against God's word.
今天有些人的性观念是完全违背神的命令和神的话语。
What they believe and what they do is in a complete attack against God's design and His mandate.
他们所相信的，他们所持的观念是跟神的话语和神的设计和命令完全相违背的。
And what this results in is the ugly twisting of God's word that really leads to gross sin.
这就导致了对神的话语的丑陋的扭曲，导致了严重的罪。
And it eventually leads people into hell.
最终他将会把人们带入地狱。
This is the kind of society that threatens the purity of the church today.
这就是今天的社会，它对教会的纯洁性有很大的威胁。
You know, this threat really is not new, though.
但这并不是一个新的威胁。
In fact, it has always been difficult.For the church historically.
实际上在历史上对教会来讲一直都有这样的困难。
Even back in the Old Testament for Israel or for the New Testament church.
不管是在旧约中的以色列人还是新约中的教会。
They've always been affected by it.
他们总是受到这个的影响。
And this always happens.
这总是发生。
And this is what's happening in 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
这就是我们在哥林多前书五章所看到的。
And really, it's what we face today in our lifetime.
这也是我们今天的生活中所要面对的。
Now, the Corinthian church, they were living in a sea of godlessness.
哥林多教会他们生存在无神的海洋中。
Right, they live in a sea of paganism.
他们生存在异教的海洋中。
Now, the church, the Christians themselves, they have remained faithful to Christ.
教会基督徒他们本身一直忠于基督。
They have upheld the gospel of Christ.
他们也持守基督的福音。
They live by the truth and they look to God's word.
他们按神的话语来活出神所喜悦的生活。
And they even are eager to pursue spiritual gifts.
他们甚至很热诚地追求属神圣灵的恩赐。
But the Corinthian church.It stood as an island alone in a sea of godlessness.
然而哥林多教会也像是一个无神海洋中的孤岛一样。
And these waves of immorality were just washing away at this little lonely island.
不道德的浪潮呢，都不断地在冲刷着这座小小的孤岛。
Not only was the church affected by immorality,
教会不仅受到了不道德的影响
it had been infected by it.
它甚至被感染了
And what's worse is that The people have become tolerant of it.
更糟糕的是，人们开始觉得对此越来越宽容了。
You know, dear ones,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
we really need to be shocked by sin.
我们实在应该被罪所震惊。
Because this is one of the most effective ways for us to guard against it.
因为这是防范它最有效的方法。
Let me say this again.
让我再说一次。
We need to be shocked by sin.
我们应当为罪感到震惊。
Because that is the most effective way for us to protect ourselves against it.
因为这是我们对它进行防范的最有效的
方式。This is why being desensitized to it today is really the pitfall and the trap that we face.
这也就是为什么今天我们如果对罪麻木不仁，那我们就陷入了罪的陷阱和圈套。
Now, I know that what we're facing with is really a serious challenge, right?
但我知道我们所面对的是很重大的一个挑战。
We should be shocked by sin.
我们应该为罪而震惊。
We should be shocked by gross immorality.
我们应该要对很严重的非道德行为感到震惊。
But really, nothing shocks us anymore today.
但是我们今天有一点见怪不怪了。
The entertainment world and the media have bombarded us with sexual deviance through their music, commercials, TV shows, movies, books, magazines, and social medias. And on it goes.
娱乐圈和媒体已经透过他们的音乐广告，还有电视节目、电影、书籍、杂志、社交媒体，对我们进行了性变态的轰炸。
And because it's now become so commonplace for us,
因为它现在对我们来讲已经很正常化了。
We started to become indifferent when we see these things.
当我们在看到这些事情的时候，我们就觉得无所谓了。
Something that was shocking 10, 20 years ago.
十几二十年前让人震惊的事情。
It's no longer shocking.
现在已经蛮正常的了。
Because they have to push the envelope.
因为他们都不断地在标新立异。
And then we, even as Christians, we follow along.
我们甚至作为基督徒，我们也随波逐流。
And we don't want to be shocked by it anymore.
我们已经见怪不怪，麻木不仁了。
We're unable to be sensitive to them anymore.
我们不再有对罪的敏感了。
But how can we reset and train our sensitivity to these visual and sensual temptations that leads to serious sin?
但是我们如何重置和训练我们对这些视觉和感官诱惑的敏感度呢？
Because it is so important for us in our individual Christian life.
在我们个人的基督生活中，这很重要。
And if we don't do it, it will destroy the testimony of the Church of Christ on earth.
否则，我们就会破坏基督教会在地上所做的见证。
This is where we come right here to 1 Corinthians 5.
这就是为什么我们来查考哥林多前书第五章。
Because Paul had learned about this terrible situation.
因为保罗知道了一个非常严重的、很糟糕的情形。
That there is gross sexual immorality within the church.
在教会里有很严重的不道德的行为。
In fact, what has happened in the church is even shocking and is not even tolerated among the unbelievers.
这种行为甚至在外邦人中也没有。
Chapter 5, verse 1, this is how Paul refers to them, saying, It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, of a kind that is not even tolerated among the pagans, the unbelievers.
第五章第一节说到，风闻在你们中间有淫乱的事，这样的淫乱连外邦人中也没有。
Wow, it's a serious problem. When the sin in the church shocks the world,
在教会里的罪让世界感到震惊。
You know, sometimes the unbelievers have a better idea about how Christians should behave, better than Christians.
有的时候呢，非信徒对信徒该如何行有一个更好的概念。
Christians think sometimes, you know, what do you mean tell the truth? I guess it kind of depends on the situation.
有些基督徒认为我讲实话是什么意思呢？那要看情况了。
Maybe I should just be smart in the way I talk.
我只是讲话要聪明委婉一点。
Definitely I won't flat out lie, but, you know, twisting the truth a little bit is okay.
我绝对不会就这么讲一个谎言，但是有时候对事实稍稍修改是可以的。
You know, the unbelievers,
非信徒呢？
They might do the same.
他们可能也是如
此。But it's okay for them.
他们可以这样做。
But the moment they find out you're a Christian and you do that, they say, oh, I thought you're a Christian.
但当他们听说你是基督徒的时候，他就说，哦，原来你们也这样做。
Aren't you supposed to tell the truth?
你不应该讲实话吗？
An unbeliever may have a different moral standard.
非信徒可能有不同的道德标准
which allows them to practice some immorality that the Bible prohibits.
所以他们就可以行一些圣经里禁止的不道德行为
They could do it because in their standard it doesn't hurt anybody and just fine. It's a private matter.
因为对他们的道德标准来讲，只要不伤害别人，就是自然的事情。
When you as a Christian say, well, you know, I can kind of get around with this kind of immorality.
当你是个基督徒，你说我可以对这些非道的事情也来做一下。
You know, the unbelievers will point at you and said, I thought you're a Christian.
那非信徒就会指指点点说，哦，我还以为你是基督徒呢。
You know, I was really, really disheartened when I read a news recently.
最近有一个新闻让我非常的沮丧。
It happened in one of the largest Christian universities in America.
是在美国一个最大的基督大学之一发生的。
The president of that school was forced to resign.
那个教会的校长呢，被迫辞职了。
Because he had some sexually explicit behavior that was unbecoming of the role that he's supposed to be taken.
因为呢，他呢有一些。与性相关的不端的举止，与他的职位不。
If whatever he's done, if it would happen to any other schools, probably would not force him out.
那他所做的是在一些平常的大学里，可能不至于让他要辞职。
And even though technically there's not a requirement in the job definition that you have to be sexually pure to be the president of a Christian university.
虽然在他的职位职位范围内并没有很明确的说作为一个基督大学的校长
maybe he's a great businessman maybe he's a great fundraiser maybe he's a great administrator
也许他是一个很好的商人很会是一个很好的管理者
in fact he was and he was a great leader
他也是一个很好的领袖
but he is sexually impure
但是他的在性行为上有一些不端不洁的举止
and everybody pointed their fingers at him
所以大家呢都对他有所指摘
people within the church people outside the church were pointing fingers at him
教会内外的人都对他有指责
when the sin of the church shocks the unbelieving world we got a serious problem
当教会的罪震惊了教会以外的世界的时候，我们就认识到问题的严重性。
Now the problem with the people in this Corinthian church is not just that sexual morality is inside the church.
哥林多这个教会不仅仅有淫乱的问题。
It's not just that it happened.
不仅仅是这样的事发生了。
It's that they knew what the right things were to do.
更严重的是，他们明明知道。什么是正确的事
they have heard from Paul from the very beginning when Paul led them to Christ.
当保罗把他们领到基督里的时候他们就从他那里听到
Then they had a really gifted and a good pastor in Apollos who taught them.
然后又有亚波罗是一个很有恩赐的牧者和教师
And they have possibly been exposed to Peter's teaching.Or people or the teachings of those who are associated with the apostle himself.
或者是他们也听到了彼得或者跟彼得有联系的一些人那里听到了彼得的教导。
Not only would they have been taught what the New Testament says about sexual purity.
他们不单得到了新约里关于性的纯洁的教导。
They would have definitely.Heard the teaching from the Old Testament principles on how God viewed sexual immorality.
他们绝对也了解在旧约中的原则，神是对淫乱是怎么看的。
So how does God view sexual immorality?
那么神是如何看待淫乱的呢？
You know, before we go into that, I think it's important and beneficial for us to answer a question before.
但是在我们谈论这个之前，我们要讲另外一点是有益处的。
How does God view sex?
神如何看待性？
Put it simply,
简而言之，
it is God's gift for us.To us, for us to enjoy in the perfect union of marriage between a man and a woman.
这是神赐给我们，让我们在婚姻的完美结合之中能够享受的极大的祝福。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
Christians,
基督徒们
children of God,
神的儿女
we need to have the right concept about sexuality.
我们应当对性有一个正确的认识。
There is a God-given meaning and significance to sex.
男女之间的性关系是有神赐给我们的祝福和意义的。
Our problem is we know too little of it.
我们的问题在于我们对此没有什么了解。
Our meaning, definition, and understanding of sex, think about it, brothers and sisters, honestly, we are getting it from the media, from entertainment.
当我们想一想，我们对性的观念都是从娱乐圈、从媒体而来的。
And they're oftentimes skewed.
他们常常是被扭曲的。
How does God view sex?
那神是如何看待性的呢？
It is God's gift to us for us to enjoy in the perfect union of marriage between a man and a woman.
这是神赐给我们能够在一男一女的婚姻的完美结合中所享受的极大的祝福。
Now, I don't want to belabor the point here today.
今天我不要在这个多讲很多。
But we need to know this.
但我们要对此有所了解。
Sex is one of the most beautiful and wonderful and perfect gift that God has given to human beings.
性是神赐给人最美好、最完美、最美妙的一个礼物之一。
And the younger people, single people in our midst,
我们当中的年轻人
do not doubt this.
不要对此有所怀疑。
Sex is good.
性是美好的。
But you don't need to experiment with it.
但你不需要对此做试验。
Because it is good.
因为它是好的。
Because God made it good.
因为神使其成为美好。
In Genesis 1 and 2, we see that while the world was still perfect and without the devastating effect of sin,
在创世纪一章二章我们看到，当世界还是按神所造的成为美好，没有被罪所污染的时候，
God made man and woman so they can enjoy the most perfect, most pleasurable, and the most fulfilled relationship.
神就造男造女，让他们可以享受最美好的这样一种关系。
And so when you enter into marriage, you will discover that it is good.
所以当你进入婚姻的时候，你就会发现它的美好。
Sometimes, we don't think sex is a topic or even should be referenced on the pulpit or in a sermon.
有的时候我们觉得性是一个不适合在教会讲台上提到的话题。
We're not having a sex talk this morning.
今天早上我们不是要讲关于性的话题。
And we're not teaching about sex.
我们也不是在教导。
But there's nothing wrong about mentioning it because this is what God has gifted us.
但是提到它并没有错，因为这是神给我们的恩赐之一。
There is an entire book in the Bible.
圣经中有这样一本书
that is dedicated to singing about and celebrating the blessedness of a marital union.
这本书全本书就是讲到要歌唱，要庆祝这样一种美好的男女的关系。
And if you really, we don't have the time today, but if we do a search throughout the scripture,
今天我们没有时间，但是大家如果查考一下圣经。
We see how when man and woman come together in God's design into marriage.
我们看到当一男一女按照神的设计进入婚姻的时候，
that harmony, that sweetness, and the pleasure and the beauty of that union.
这样的结合是如此的和谐、甜美和美丽。
So it is good.
所以这是好的。
Because it is a gift from God.
因为这是神的礼物。
So now, how does God view sexual immorality then?
那么神如何看待淫乱的呢？
Well, God feels very strongly about the sin of sexual immorality.
神对此是非常严肃和严厉的。
In the Old Testament laws,
在旧约的律法中，
sexual immorality, the penalty of sexual immorality is death.
淫乱的刑罚是处死。
If you were to look at Numbers 25 verses 1 through 9,
如果看一下民数记二十五章一到九节，
if you were to read the account in there, you'll see that the Israelites had committed sexual immorality with the Moabite woman.
你会看读到以色列人跟摩押的女人行了淫。
And they engaged in idol worship.
他们也拜偶像。
And God was angry with them, and God sent a plague, and 24,000 people died.
神在烈怒中降下瘟疫，两万多人死了。
两万四千人， yeah. And then if you were to look at Deuteronomy 22 verses 13 to 21,
如果我们在看到
生命记
二十二章十三到二十一节。
In the context, it lists all sorts of penalties for behaviors that offend human relationships.
在谈论到人不端的关系和行为的上下文中。
And in this section, Deuteronomy 22:13 to 21, it describes the sexual impurity within marriage.
在生命记二十二章十三到二十一节中讲到。在婚姻中的不忠。
If a person was found to be sexually immoral as they entered into a marriage,
如果有一个人被发现在婚姻中不洁不忠，
then the penalty of that is death by stoning.
这个刑罚呢就是被实行处死。
And then if we come to the New Testament, and we even look at 1 Corinthians, we just skip ahead in chapter 6, verse 18.
然后我们再到圣经，我们往前看一下哥林多前书第六章。
Chapter 6, verse 18 tells us that sexual immorality is a damaging sin that a person commits against his or her own body.
在六章十八节，我们看到性的淫乱是一个对自己的身体所犯的罪。
The scripture tells us that, you know, every other sin you commit, it's outside of the body.
经文里提到无论犯其他别的什么罪都在身子以外。
But a person who is sexually immoral, you're sinning against your own body.
唯有行淫的是得罪自己的身子。
If you have your Bible, if you can just turn to those verses with me.
如果大家可以跟我一起翻到第六章。
That's chapter 6, and then we continue to look at verses 19 and 20.
我们看看十九、二十节。
We see that sexual immorality is a serious sin that one commits against the Holy Spirit and against Christ.
我们看到淫乱也是一个对圣灵和对基督所犯的大罪。
But verse 19 says, Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you?
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？
So when you sin against your own body, you're sinning against the Holy Spirit.
所以你对自己的身子得罪，也就是对圣灵犯罪。
The Holy Spirit that God has given you and has given me, when we come to repentance and we claim our Lord Jesus as our Savior.
这是对圣灵所犯的罪在我们认罪悔改领受耶稣基督作为个人救主的时候我们所领受的圣灵。
And the end of verse 19 to verse 20 it says You are not your own for you were bought with a price.
第十九节二十节继续讲到并且你们不是自己的人因为你们是重价买来的。
We are a new person.
我们是新人。
We have a new life.
我们有了新生命。
Because we have been purchased by Christ.
因为我们是由耶稣基督重价买来的。
We were bought with a price, so we need to glorify God in our body.
因为我们是重价买来的，所以我们要在我们的身子上荣耀神。
Wow, sexual immorality is not only a sin against ourselves, but it is a sin against the Holy Spirit and against the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到淫乱不但是得罪自己的身子，而且是得罪圣灵和基督耶稣。
And then we can see and we must understand that sexual immorality is in a direct violation against the sanctity of marriage.
我们还要认识到淫乱是直接的触犯了婚姻的神圣。
Marriage is sacred.
婚姻是圣洁的。
Marriage is sacred because God is the one who gave us marriage.
婚姻是圣洁的，因为婚姻是神所赐的。
You know, there is a significance of what marriage represents.
你知道婚姻代表了很重大的意义吗？
Number one, it represents God's perfect creation.
首先，它代表了神完美的创造。
When we say the word perfect, it means that's before the time sin has entered into the world.
当我们讲到完美这个词，意思就是在罪进入世界之前。
In creation, God created man and woman so that that marriage is a perfect representation of His creation.
神在创世的时候造男造女，让他们进入婚姻，所以这是神完美创造的代表。That's
what our marriage must reflect.
所以我们的婚姻也要反映。
And secondly, marriage represents the perfect union between Christ and His church.
其次，婚姻也代表了耶稣基督和他的教会的完美结合。
This is in Ephesians chapter 5, right?
是在以弗所书第五章。
That while Ephesians chapter 5 is talking about the relationship between a husband and a wife,
以弗所书第五章讲到夫妻之间的关系。
But Paul says that the husband and the wife represents Christ and His church.
但保罗也提到，夫妻的关系代表了耶稣与教会的关系。So
sexual immorality is a direct violation against the sanctity of marriage.
所以淫乱直接的触犯了婚姻的圣洁。You
know, something to mention about this.
我可以提到这一点。Is
that we don't need to theorize about this.
我们不要把这个当作神学来讲。
You know, the world that we live in, the society that we're in,
我们当今所生活的社会,
the families are broken,
家庭破裂,
the children are having psychological and identity issues because of the brokenness in the family.
而且因着家庭的破裂, 孩子们就有许多, 精神上的问题, 有一些,
And the families are broken because marriages are broken.
家庭的破裂是由婚姻的破裂导致的。
Marriages are broken because people don't know what marriage means.
婚姻的破裂又是因为人们不了解婚姻的意义。
And marriages today often are broken because people don't understand the importance of sexual purity as God designed them.
今天婚姻会破裂是因为人们不了解, 性的
When people don't honor and respect the sanctity of marriage,
让人们不再尊崇, 不再尊敬婚姻的神圣,
when marriage is itself is divorced from God's design, then we're always the ones in trouble.
当婚姻不再与神的完美的设计一致的时候, 我们就有问题了。
This is our experience.
这是我们的经历。
We know this.
我们知道。
The fact that we live in this ruined society proves the fact that what God has for us is good.
我们现在所生活的这败坏的世界证明了神的设计才是美好的。
Sexual immorality is a direct violation against the sanctity of marriage.
淫乱是对婚姻圣洁的直接的触犯。
Finally, any sexual immorality is incompatible to the kingdom of God.
最后, 任何淫乱的表现都不能与神的国度相容。
Look at chapter 6, verse 9.
我们看第六章第九节。
Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God?
你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗？
Some translation translates unrighteous as wrongdoers.
有些翻译把不义的人说, 行为不端的人。
Anyone who commits sexual immorality, they would not inherit the kingdom of God.
所有犯淫乱的人都不能承受神的国。
Because sexual immorality is incompatible with the kingdom of God. There is no sexual immorality, there is no place for sexual immorality in the holy kingdom of God. Now, this shows us how God feels about immorality. Wow, it was the cause of execution in the Old Testament.
在旧约里, 它是可以被处以极刑的。
And so there's definitely no place for it.
所以它是, 不可饶恕的。
And in the New Testament, it then amplifies this edict that God has given.
所以在, 新约里面呢, 又再一次放大了神所给的诫命。
We see that sexual immorality actually is because it's an offense to God himself.
因为我们看到淫乱是对神本身自身,
Now some people may think, wow, God is just this cosmic killjoy, right? Because God wants to prevent people from this natural process and God wants to prevent us from enjoying life.
有些人会想说, 哇, 神真是一个宇宙级的很让人扫兴的一个存在, 因为他想让我们, 不让我们享受, 任何的愉悦。
When the fact of the matter is that when you do it God's way,
然而实际上, 如果你按神的方式行,
you would reap the fullest kind of reward and the fullest kind of blessing.
你就会得到最丰盛, 最完美的祝福和恩赐。
Because that is the way God designed you and I to be fulfilled.
因为这是神要你我所, 满足的这样的一种计划。
So when we sin sexually,
如果我们,
犯了淫行, we're not only are we sinning against our own body, we sin against the Holy Spirit who dwells in our bodies. We sin against Christ who saved us by paying the price for our sins with his own life. And really we sin against God who designed us in his good and perfect will for us to enjoy sexuality fully as his perfect blessing and gift.
我们也得罪了这位神, 就是他给了我们最美好的计划, 给我们最充分的奖赏和最充分祝福的那位爱我们的神。
Sex becomes perfect.
性会 得以成为完美,
and as this perfect gift of God in marriage.
因为它是神在婚姻中所赐下的完美的礼物。
Now I think it will be helpful for us to really get a working definition of what sexual immorality is, though.
但我想从实际来讲, 我们要对淫乱下一个定义。
Right, before we actually get into the what, so what, you know, the practical and the application part of what this truth means to us, we need to have a working definition.
在我们进入课程的实际和生活应用方面之前, 我们需要对淫乱下一个定义。
Now, what is considered sexual immorality?
什么叫做淫乱?
I'll give you a simple definition.
我给大家一个简单的定义。
Any sexual contact or acts that is outside of marriage.
在婚姻以外的任何
Now, when we say outside of marriage, it also means before marriage.
当我们说婚姻之外, 也包括了未婚,
right? Any relations that is outside of a union of marriage.
任何在婚姻以外的关系,
so that is sexual immorality.
就是淫乱。
Any sexual context or acts that is outside of marriage.
任何婚姻以外的性接触或行为。
Now I know some of you would be wondering and want to ask.
我知道在座的可能会有疑惑要问。
That's a good definition, but what exactly, what specifically constitutes immorality?
有什么具体的 例子吗? 可以具体的展开讲一讲。
Sure. Sleeping with someone.
如果跟一个人上床了,
right, actually having sex.
有了性行为。
But what about the kissing?
那如果只是, 接吻呢?
Passionate kissing or just a peck on the cheek?
很热情的接吻，还是只是在脸颊上亲一口呢？
What about a snuggling with another person?
那或者只是很亲密的拥抱呢？
Hugging each other for extended long periods of time.
或者很长久的拥抱呢？
What about holding hands?
或者拉拉手呢？
Is that okay?
这样可以吗？
Well, I'll give you a principle today.
今天给大家一个原则。
It's a working principle.
是很实际的原则。
If you see a man who is married,
如果你看到一个已婚的男人
and he is with a woman who is married,
和一个已婚的女人在一起
but they're not married to each other,
但是他们并不是夫妻。
Now the things they ought not to do, consider those as the same things that you ought not to do before marriage either.
那么他们之间不该做的事，你也应该考虑你在单身时或结婚前也不该做。
If something is okay before marriage, it ought to be okay after marriage.
如果婚前可以，那婚后也可以。
Right, but if something is not appropriate after marriage,
但如果有一些婚后不合适。
Right, if something is inappropriate after you're married that you ought not to do with the opposite sex.
如果你婚后你不应该跟异性这样做
then think twice before you consider it okay to do before marriage.
那么你在婚前也要好好思想你该不该这样做。
This is not a hard and fast rule.
这不是一个非常黑白分明的规则。
But it's something for us to put a guard against.
但这是对我们对罪防范有效的一个原则。
Is snuggling okay?
拥抱可以吗？
Well, a brief hug, I guess it's okay. Snuggling is an extended period of time where you're just in each other's arms, right?
对，如果是很长的一段时间，
腻在一起，两人腻在一起啊。But think about this. It's interesting.
大家思考一下，还蛮有意思的。
We're single, we're dating, right? I mean, falling in love. What's so wrong with sitting together and, you know, for a few hours, you know, together?
两个人相爱，两个人在约会，那在一起腻在一起几个小时，有什么不可以呢？
What would you do that with a member of the opposite sex who's married to someone else after you're married?
那你想一想，如果是婚后，你会这样与一个婚外的异性这样做吗？
Is it appropriate for me just to befriend another person, someone else's wife, and said that we're not having any sexual relations, but we're just kind of snuggling together?
如果你跟一个有夫之妇就这样腻在一起，你说哇，我们没有做什么，我们只是在一起，朋友而已。
It doesn't compute for me. It doesn't seem right.
对我来讲，这个不对。
I gotta think twice about doing that with someone who I'm not married to, even before marriage.
那么在婚前也不应该这样做。
You know, before I met Cindy, I was getting to know this another girl.
我在遇到师母之前，有认识这样一个女孩子。
And you know, I was very forthright. Where we want to seek God's will, we want to get to know each other and see how God is leading us, if He's leading us into marriage.
我是很直爽的，我们要寻求神的心意，看神如何引领我们，我们会不会走到婚姻。
You know, sometime later, she expressed, she says, I don't feel like we're dating.
过了一段时间，她跟我表达说，我不觉得我们在约会。
Yeah, or I just don't know how to say this in English. 她说，我不觉得我们好像在谈恋爱。
Okay.
It doesn't seem like we're...You know, bonding as a couple. We're not falling in love.
两个人不像在谈恋爱啊，没有很浪漫的这样子的关系。
Because in her past experience, when you are dating someone, you hold hands, you snuggle, you get all these sorts of feelings, and you start to make you feel like this is something that it's enjoyable.
因为以她过往的经历，当你谈恋爱的时候，那你就会。彼此有亲密的表现，你们会腻在一起，让他觉得很愉悦。
I didn't want to do that.
但是我没有那样做。
Because I'm not 谈恋爱 I'm not talking about falling in love. I'm trying to see if this is the woman that I got to come in my life to.
因为我不是仅仅把这个看为就是谈情说爱，而是要看到这是不是神的心意，我要把我一生与他共度。
Suffice to say that that relationship didn't go any further.
所以就不用提了，我那段关系就结束了。
You know, when I was young,
我年轻的时候，
I made a, I guess I had a conviction of my own.
我想我个人有这样一个定义。
And I heard it from someone else. I thought it was a good idea, so I made it my own.
我从别人那里听到，我觉得挺好的，所以我也这样持守。
I want to be able to say to my wife, my bride, on the day of our wedding day, that kiss would be my first kiss.
我想要能够在我的结婚婚礼的那一天，对我的新娘说，我给你的这个吻是我的初吻。
That I'm able to say that there's only one woman in this world that I've ever kissed, and she is my wife.
我想要可以对她讲，这世界上我只亲吻过一个女人，那就是你，我的妻子。
Yeah, and it so happens that Cindy is also only the only woman I've held hands with.
师母也是唯一一个我牵过手的女人。
Although I didn't make that conviction myself.
虽然我之前没有做下这样子的承诺。
But I think there is something, I guess that's just something extra, bonus that God has given me.
我想那就是神给我的一个额外的赏赐。
Because it's not about holding a standard and appearing holy or pure.
因为这不仅仅是为了表现出你很坚持原则，非常圣洁。
But it is that satisfaction for me to be able to know thatThe experience that I share with Cindy, the physical experiences I share with Cindy, I share with no one else in this world.
而是因为当你走进婚姻的时候，你跟你自己的配偶所分享的那身体上的亲密是独一无二的。
I did not fall in love with any other woman. I did not hold any other woman's hand. I don't know how it feels like to kiss another woman.
我没有爱上过别的女人，我没有牵过别的女人的手，我不晓得亲吻别的女人是什么感受。
But there is a purity that is deeply satisfying.
这样的纯洁是让人有非常深刻的满足感。
If there's something you believe ought not to happen with the opposite sex outside your marriage,
所以如果与婚姻外的异性不合适做的事，
and whether it isIn your marriage and as an affair or before marriage, you need to really consider if you ought to be doing that or not.
那在婚前你也要仔细考虑那是不是合适。
So, how do we deal with sexual immorality?
那么我们该对淫乱采取什么样的态度？
What can we do to stand against such temptation and sin?
我们要如何行来抵制这样的诱惑和罪恶。
Brothers and sisters, as I mentioned already a few times,
弟兄姐妹们，我已经提到几次了。
This commitment to uphold purity,
这个持守圣洁的承诺，
is both beneficial to us individually as Christians,
对我们个人基督徒有益，
as well as the collective testimony as the Church of Christ.
同时也对基督的教会作为一个团体所做的见证。
So what are some of the specific things we should do? We'll look at it in these two perspectives.
所以呢，我们接下来就要从这两个方面看看一些具体的我们可以采取的措施。
Yeah, individually, as a Christian who has been saved by Christ.
就一个个人而言，被耶稣重生得救的基督徒。
The way we deal with sexual morality, brothers and sisters, the Bible says to flee.
弟兄姐妹们，圣经中提到我们要逃避淫行。
1 Corinthians 6:18.
哥林多前书六章十八节。
Flee from sexual immorality.
你们要逃避淫行。
Brother and sister, it's not resist sexual immorality.
弟兄姐妹们，不是说我们要抵制淫行。
It's not stand against sexual immorality.
我们不是在那里要抵挡抵抗。
The action is run away in the opposite direction.
圣经里所描绘的是要逃避，往另一个方向逃跑，逃避。
Sexual sin is a sin in the body, and it is a sin against the temple of the Holy Spirit. So we need to flee. You can't get away from it fast enough.
因为淫行呢是得罪自己的身子，得罪圣灵的殿，所以你要快快的逃避。
Don't you remember the story of Joseph?
你记得约瑟的故事吗？
He was young and he was smart. He was handsome.
他年轻、聪明又英俊。
He's probably pretty built.
他应该也很壮。
So his master's wife fancies him.
所以他主人的妻就喜欢他。
She wanted to have sexual relations with him.
他要想要与他行淫。
Did he stand his ground and say no to her? Put up the hand?
他有没有站在那里？拿起手来抵挡，说不行。
She was grabbing at him. He was running away. He was taken off.
因为那个主人的妻拉着他，然后约瑟呢却是逃离。
Brother and sister, we need to recognize the danger, the trapping, and the enticement of sexual morality. We need to run away from as far and as fast as we can.
弟兄姐�妹们，我们要意识到性子不道德的诱惑，这是一个陷阱，我们要跑得越快越好。
Yeah.And along with that, brothers and sisters, I would say, look, do not engage in banters about sex or tell sex jokes.
另外我还要说弟兄姐妹们，我们不要以讲黄色笑话或者以性来调侃和玩笑。
Right, Ephesians 5:3 says, sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named, it should not even be talked about among you, as is proper among saints.
以弗所书五章三节说到，至于淫乱并一切污秽或是贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可提，方合圣徒的体统。
I don't tell sex jokes.
我就不讲黄笑话。
And I think when I was younger, it didn't affect me as much.
我记得年轻的时候没什么关系。
When I hear people tell about it, it didn't affect me as much.
我听到有人这样讲，我没什么反应。
Sometimes I would even laugh.
有的时候我也会跟着一起笑。
But I think over the years, thank God that I'm able to reestablish a level of sensitivity to it.
但是这么多年以来，我感谢主，他让我再一次对罪有了更高的敏感。
I now cringe when I hear them.
所以我听到这样的笑话的时候会觉得很恶心。
You know, because I think, because over time I realize sex is sacred.
我想这是因为这么多年以来我越来越认识到性是神圣的。
Because it is holy, because it represents God's perfection and His creation.
它是圣洁的，因为它代表了神创造的完美。
Because it is that beautiful union that God has given between a man and woman inside a marriage.
因为这是神赐给在婚姻中的男女的最美好的完美的结果。
If that's the case, brother and sister, it ought to offend the people of God when what God created for good is being debased and joked about and laughed at.
所以呢，作为神的子民，我们应该被冒犯、被触怒，因为上帝为我们创造的美好事物的被贬低、被开玩笑、被嘲笑。
Yeah, it is your responsibility and my responsibility, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，这是你我的责任。
I think really it's our privilege.
这同时也是我们的特权。
It's our privilege to be able to protect the sanctity of marriage.
因为我们得以来守护婚姻的神圣。
Sex is to be protected.
性是该受保护的。
Because of your love and your commitment towards your spouse.
因为你对你配偶的爱和承诺。
Because you want to honor him, because you want to honor her above everyone else in this world.
因为你想要尊重他，高于这世界上一切其他的人。
Let sex be God's endowment to be kept within the trust for your beloved.
让性成为上帝的恩赐，唯有托付给你所心爱的那位人。
Yeah, let it be for that one person.To whom you're able to offer your whole self.
把它托付给那世上唯一一个你可以全身心交付的人。
That is a person that you would have this union of a lifelong marriage.
那是一个你与他一生结合白头到老的人。
Yeah, I know. The world doesn't see it this way.
我知道这世界不这么看。
Because the world doesn't know it this way.
因为世人不了解。
But You and I know the sacredness of this heavenly gift.
但是你我了解这天赐的神圣。
And so we can, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们可以。
In fact, we must.
我们也必须如此行。
As followers of Christ and as the Church of Christ.
作为基督的门徒，基督的教会。
We really ought to honor and uphold this purity about sex.
我们必须尊重和维护性的纯洁。
I think along with that, as individuals,
作为个人,
I would recommend this.
我要建议,
decide against the watching shows or movies that normalizes or even promotes sexual immorality as something desirable or pleasurable.
我也建议大家不要去看那种电影或者电视节目把性作为, 把淫乱作为一个正常化的甚至是值得追求可慕的东西。
I know you would say I'm just watching it, I'm not doing it.
我知道你会说我就看看而已，我又不做。
I know you say, well, I'm mature enough, I know the difference.
你会说我已经很成熟了，我知道什么是对，什么是错。
I do not let that affect me.
我不让这个影响我。
I know it's wrong, in fact.
我事实上知道这是错的。
But brothers and sisters, isn't that what Paul's rebuking the Corinthians believers?
但是弟兄姐妹们，这不就是保罗责备哥林多信徒的吗？
He rebukes them of their arrogance and boasting.
他责备他们自高自大和自夸。
Right? Chapter 5, verse 2, he says, you're arrogant.
五章二节说到你们自高自大。
Oh, you're not, rather mourn?
你们不应该哀痛吗？
You need to let him who does this be removed from among you.
你们应该把行这事的人从你们中间赶出去。
Right, in verse 6, he says, your boasting is not good.Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole clump?
第六节说到，你们自夸是不好的，岂不知一点面酵能使全团发起来吗？
You know, many years ago, I happened to come across a TV show.
多年前我看了这样一个电视节目。
It was a really hyped show.
很非常流行的一个节目。
And I happened to catch an episode of it.
我刚好看到了一集。
And it was really good.
非常好。
It was a show. That is better than almost any other show I've seen up to that time.
是我到那时候看到最好的一个节目。
And it was just the story was riveting, the acting was just so intense.
故事那么引人入胜，那个表演又是那么的好。
Everything was done well.
一切都做得很棒。
So I came back and told Cindy about it.
我回来就跟师母说。
And then so she said, "Oh, James likes this TV show, and we normally don't get to watch it."
所以她想哦。那James 喜欢这个节目，我们通常没有一起看。
So she went and bought a whole series, a box set for me.
所以她就去买了这一整套的全集。
I was happy.
我很开心。
And I started watching the show.
然后我就把这一套节目连续剧看下来。
From the beginning.
从头。
And not long into a few episodes.
看了几集以后。
I discovered.
我发现。
That a lot of the content of the show and what they promote is sexual immorality, sexual promiscuity.
我就发现这个电视的内容呢，好像在宣扬一些性上的淫乱啊，还有这个滥交。
In my opinion, it is not necessary for their storyline, but they put it in there.
我认为这对他们的情节完全没有必要。
But they're trying to describe the moral decadence of, like, you know, the early Roman Empire.
但是他们想要很形象的来描绘罗马帝国的那样的花天酒地的情形。
And because everybody's so desensitized, they were pushing the envelope.
因为大家都见怪不怪，很麻木了，所以他们就很大胆的来描绘这些情景。
Oh, I was riled up. I got emotional watching that.
我非常的生气。
And then I ask myself.
我就自问。
Do I keep watching this show?
我还要继续看吗？
And the answer is no.
答案是不。
I can't.
我不可以。
Yes, it's entertainment.
是啊，这不过是娱乐而已。
But how can I allow what I don't approve, what God doesn't approve, to enter into my eyes and into my mind?
但是呢，我如何能够容许这些我所不喜悦、神所不喜悦的进入我的眼、我的心呢？
Because it would desensitize me.
为这会使我麻木。
When I see this, when not only the sins that's around me becomes tolerable to me.
不但是我身边的罪恶让我觉得也 无妨不可没什么关系。
Yeah, I know it will cause me to start to rationalize and not be careful about the way that I think and about the things I see and the things that I do.
我也知道它也会影响到我自身，让我可以对这些罪恶产生一种越来越不敏感，越来越见怪不怪。
Now, Jesus himself told us to keep our eyes pure.
耶稣自己亲自说我们要保持我们眼睛的纯净。
To keep our hands pure.
守洁心清。
Right? He says if your eyes causes you to sin, you should gouge it out.
他说了，若是你的眼使你犯罪，你要把它挖出来。
It's better that you went into heaven with one eye than go to hell with both eyes.
一只眼睛进天堂，好过两个眼睛下地狱。
If your hand causes you to sin, chop it off.
若是你的手使你犯罪，把它砍下来。
It's better to go to heaven with only one arm than with both arms go to hell.
一只手上天堂好过两只手下地狱。
All right. So as a church family,
作为教会大家庭，
what can we do to deal with sexual morality?
我们该如何对待淫乱呢？
I will go through this only very quickly.
我会很快的讲一下。
Because I think, brothers and sisters, today, what we really want to take away from the message is this.
弟兄姐妹们，我想今天的信息我们应该听到的是，
the sanctity and the holiness of our Lord Jesus Christ must be maintained.
耶稣基督的神圣和纯洁必须要让我们必须要维护。
That is in your life and that is in my life.
在你我的生命中。
And of course it starts with our thoughts, but it definitely is in our behavior.
当然是从我们的思想开始，但它绝对会影响我们的行为。
We need to know what God considers as good and what God considers as evil.
我们要了解什么在神看来为好的，什么在神看来为罪。
We want to uphold and treasure and protect that which is good in our lives.
所以我们要坚持，我们要维护我们生命中的美善。
But we must renounce and stand against and not tolerate that which is evil.
但是我们要否定、抵制和不容忍罪。
It starts from our proper understanding of the beauty and perfection of God's creation.
我们要开始要深深的理解神创造的美好和纯洁。
Our commitment is not to allow sexual morality to take root in our mind and in our lives individually.
我们作为个人不能够容许淫乱在我们的心，在我们的头脑里面扎根。
This takes a lot of inner battles.
这有很多内心的征战。
This takes a lot of dependence on Christ.
我们也需要更多的来信靠耶稣。
This takes a lot of humility before the moving of the Spirit.
也需要我们在圣灵的感动面前谦卑。
But this allows us through repentance and God's forgiveness to be restored back into relationship with Him.
就会让我们透过悔改认罪和神的宽恕能够重建我们的关系。
So we don't want to tolerate these things because we want to excuse ourselves.
我们不当容忍这些淫乱的存在。
We want to stand for what God sees as right and good and allow God to build us up.
我们要建造神看为美好的，这样神也能够建造我们。
But having said that,
同时呢,
it is a collective testimony the church must uphold, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，这是教会作为一个整体需要持守的。
And this is something that the leaders of the church not only needs to uphold, but also allow brothers and sisters in the church to know.
这也是教会领袖不但要维护，还要更多的让弟兄姐妹了解。
We, as a member of the church,
我们作为教会的成员，
we subjugate ourselves to the standards of God.
我们就应该持守神的标准。
We submit ourselves, subjugate ourselves to the discipline of the church.
我们也把自己置于教会的管教之下。
This is not to say we're subjugating ourselves to another person.
不是说我们置于他人的控制。
As each person in the church subjugate to the authority of the church, the leaders of the church subjugate themselves to the authority of the church as well.
不但教会的成员, 在教会的权柄之下, 教会领袖也在教会的权柄之下。
I'm sure sometime, hopefully in the near future,
我希望很快的,
在不久的将来, Pastor Alex and I will get a chance to share on the importance and the practice of church discipline.
教会的长老有机会跟教会分享, 教会的行为的准则。
Why is it important to have church discipline?
为什么教会的管教和纪律是重要的?
It's to uphold the purity of the church of Christ.
就是为了持守
is to uphold the purity of the bride of Christ. And it is for you and I to be able to know God's heart and will.
你我也要了解神的心意。
And that in our sin, we can be restored.
所以, 我们也可以从最终得到宽恕和修复。
Yeah, through discipline.
透过纪律。
The scripture tells us this shows God's love for us.
圣经里提到管教是出于爱心。
A son that is not disciplined is not loved by the father.
不受管教的儿子是不被父亲所爱的。
Our time is up, so I'm not going to go through the points of discipline that is mentioned in chapter 5.
因为时间的关系,我不具体讲了第五章提到的管教。
But I've already expressed the purpose of discipline is for restoration.
但我提到了管教的目的是为了复合。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
we do need to discern.
我们需要分辨,
and we do need to judge about sin.
我们也需要对罪做个审判判断。
Let us be willing and bold enough to do that.
让我们有这样的愿意, 有这样子的胆量去做。
But first, unto ourselves.
但先要自省。
Because if we do not examine ourselves, if we do not remove that splinter in our eyes, how can we do anything for our brothers or sisters who has a plank? If we don't remove the plank in our eyes, how can we help our brothers and sisters with a splinter in their eyes?
因为我们若不除去自己眼中的良木, 如何除去弟兄眼中的木屑呢?
This is not an easy message.
这不是一个容易的信息,
but it is a necessary message.
但是一个很有必要的信息。
The purity of the church, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们, 教会的圣洁,
that is the light in this world.
这是世上的光。
The holiness of the church of Christ,
基督教会的圣洁,
is what draws the people who are in darkness unto the salvation of Jesus.
是能够把人们从黑暗中 呼召出来,吸引出来,进入光明的国度。
Yes, it's a private issue.
这是一个很私人的话题。
But brothers and sisters, we're not alone in fighting this.
但是我们并不是独自在战斗。
Let us encourage one another.
让我们彼此鼓励。
Let us pray for one another.
彼此代祷。
Let us see God's grace in our lives.
让我们在各自的生命中看到神的恩惠。
To overcome.
我们就可以胜过。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for this morning.
天父, 我们为今天早上献上感谢。
Lord, we thank you for your word.
感谢你的话语。
Because you never beat around the bushes, you always cut to the chase.
因为你总是一语中的, 直击重点。
Lord, you let us know what we need to know.
也让我们知道我们当听的。
The word of God shines into our hearts like that light shines into darkness.
神的道启示我们的心就如光照入黑暗。
Lord, we are accountable to you and to you alone.
主啊, 我们唯有向你负责。
But I pray for your grace and your mercy.
主啊, 我求你的恩典, 求你的怜悯。
That not only will our brothers and sisters uphold purity in our individual lives,
弟兄姐妹不但在个人生活中维护圣洁
but that all who call on the name of Christ as the church of Christ
而且一切呼求主名的人作为基督的教会
would together collectively uphold the purity
也要一起来作为一个团体维护教会的纯洁
for your glory
为了你的荣耀
for your honor
为了你
And for your purpose on earth.
为了你的荣美和为了你的世界的心意，我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。